offensive than Mandingo. More shocking than Behind the Green Door. More erotic than Deep Throat.
Hi, this is Herb Katz, and welcome to Dial-A-Dork, the Cleveland radio home for nerds, geeks, and dorks. For the next hour, we'll take your calls about your crashed computer, your hung-up software, your level 17 paladin, or whatever geek-worthy topic you have in mind. Call us at 216-578-1300 and let the Dial-A-Dork community assist you. And now, here's your Cleveland dorks.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
Y'all ready for this? Welcome to Dial-A-Dork, everyone. My name is Irv Katz. I am your MC. I am joined here tonight a cappella with Matt Minar, the Dork Almighty. Matt, say hello to the millions of fans who are just thronging at the gates to hear the show. Is thronging a word? Just say hello.
I don't know if thronging is a word, but they're clamoring for our words of wisdom.
Well, Scott Heron, if you're listening, please advise us on the use of the word thronging.
He doesn't listen live. He listens to the recorded show at double speed and says it's a great experience. Actually,
really?
Like 1.8 times.
1.8 speed. Okay. Scott Heron, if you're listening... please advise us on the word thronging. That should sound perfect for him.
That'd be great. It's almost like you were underwater or something.
I feel slight. Okay. Drew has written in. Dewey the Answer Man, Drew Ivan, is listening to the show. He says, I don't have IM on my home machine.
So, he lies.
The giant middle finger to you, Mr. Minar.
He lies.
Yeah, maybe, but we have no way of knowing. So anyway, Drew, thank you very much for listening. Please, if you don't mind, do your duty as a blog monkey and keep track of all the things we discussed tonight and post them on the blog. At the blog, which, what's the address on the blog there?
isn't it,
I'll have it in just a moment.
dialadork.com/blogger or whatever? Or the other way around?
I have a link for it. I have a link for it from last week's show. That's where I'm heading to right now. Oh. The blog, which is we've just recently started using again, is www.dialadork. That's hyphenated. dial-a-dork.com/blog.
Blog.
And Dewey will post all of the show topics on there with links where available.
Speaking of blogging, the Plain Dealer on Sunday, one of the the editorial piece or something in the Metro section had the author thereby actually coming down pretty hard on the blogging community and going so far as to mildly berate Wikipedia for its homegrown body of knowledge. It was actually pretty interesting.
That sounds like the act of a desperate man who sees his bread and butter being eaten up slowly but surely by amateur journalists who half the time might actually be doing a better job than him. With the recent wave of scandals and phony baloney sources and people in bed with the administration and all this kind of stuff, just giving journalists on TV and in print a really bad name. Of course, there's thousands and thousands of top quality journalists out there. In particular, one Amy Lee of the Detroit News.
Why is Amy Lee special?
A personal friend of mine.
Oh, Amy Lee, we love you. Send your picture in.
Actually, that nude picture.
Oh yes, that one
is preferred. But anyway,
we'll make sure it gets into the FARC and it'll be seen by millions of
FARC
vapid.
I'm trying techies to get hits on the Dial-A-Dork site. I put it right there. Get some GIS going. Okay, so
anyway, but the point was,
what's the point?
I wanted to make he made a good point, and probably one of the only valid points that you can make about people who do blogging journals. If you are going to use a blog as a source in something that you're actually writing, go through the trouble of verifying, if you're going to quote it as fact, that it is actually true. You can't go, you know...
Just because somebody blogged it doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what happens if you quote somebody's blog and in turn, as it turns out, that blogger really was only just quoting somebody else in their blog, and you just ended up second generation quoting?
Yeah, but if you want to be...
Is that a problem?
If you want to be at all respected for your opinion pieces or editorial pieces or what have you, whatever you want to call them online,
just your investigative ability,
you have to do the research.
It turns out that some of the really respected political bloggers actually do an intense amount of research. Some of them are spending more time on their blogs than they are like doing their regular, it's become their regular job almost. I mean, they're almost full-time journalists. Blogging, I, you know, as far as I know, the guy who does thedailydirt.com, you know, I, as far as I can tell, he is spending hours and hours and hours a day basically trying to make his living off of the, well, porn banners that are all over his site, because they're the only ones that...
that are paying ad money.
That are paying ad money.
But that'll change. I mean, you know, if there is a certain amount of truth in that... Editorial and opinion pieces have to build a certain community before they become something that is, you know, viable. And quite honestly, maybe he's trying to build a body of work that will get him employed by one of the big, you know, online news agencies. You know, when it comes down to it, anybody who's posting articles could feasibly be called a blogger. They're just employed by CNN or, you know, New York Times or whatever.
Yeah, sure. I mean, anybody who does an editorial column, you know, every couple of days is basically just a snail blogger.
That's a great word.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, but I'm glad you brought up the Wikipedia, because this was such an incredible week of just in tech news altogether. So many weird, interesting things happened this week. We'll try to get into as many of them as we can in the show. But that Wikipedia hoaxer. Oh, I hear Dr. J, the science gay, approacheth. The wife let you out after all.
Not let me.
Oh, good.
She kicked his butt out.
Is she here?
No, she drove me out of the house.
Oh, she drove you out of the house. Which mic you got there?
I don't know. Do I have a good one?
I don't know. Let's see your
check
levels.
Check one. Late to the party. Late.
That looks pretty good.
Late to the party. Hey, there we go.
James is in good shape. James, great to see you.
Good to see you guys, too.
I like what it says on your Molson bottle.
Let's bar hop. I love it. What do you got? You have triple X.
So does he. These are 7.3% alcohol by volume.
I feel like
volume.
A girl. A little.
It's all right. You'll drink
girl.
Two of those at 3.5% before I finish one of these, and so we'll be even.
Super.
Have some gorp.
Yum.
Anyway, we were just talking about the Wikipedia hoax.
What?
The guy that the guy posted, just I don't know why he did it, but he posted that some dude was involved in the Kennedy assassination.
To Wikipedia,
in fact,
on the Wikipedia, and that guy saw it and got really pissed off. And I guess what he threatened to sue or do all
these
different
things? That was one of the examples that was in the Plain Dealer piece.
Oh, okay.
And I can't remember the dude's name, but he was implicated not only the assassination of Kennedy, but something in the current administration as well. Or I can't quite remember it. If you give me like 5 minutes, I'll run out to the car, get the actual article, and bring it in. But
what Plain Dealer?
Sunday's edition. Yeah,
we'll
it's like
to get
the
that.
Editorial on the Metro set. I'll give it to you after the show.
I bet he will. All right. I'm going to get some.
Damn.
All right.
Okay. Wikipedia hoax author confesses is Nashville resident Brian Chase has publicly admitted that he edited a Wikipedia entry for John Siegenthaler, making it appear that Mr. Siegenthaler was involved in the assassination of JFK. Mr. Chase fessed up after a cyber sleuth tracked down the business from which he had posted to Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Now, look, I just want to say something right off the bat.
That guy's shady as hell, though, seriously. That Seeger, what's his name?
Siegenthaler?
Sure, why not? I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, he's a...
I retract all previous statements that may or may not have been true.
I believe that Mr. Siegenthaler designed the O-ring that destroyed the Space Shuttle Challenger. I read
you
that on
don't
Wikipedia.
Say. Wow.
Is that true?
He worked for Morton Thiokol. It was Siegenthaler and Morton Thiokol. Together again, or at last, or whatever.
The Firethalk thing?
Siegenthaler, fire. The thing is about the Wikipedia is that like we have said many times on the show, you are going to have what amounts to your digital graffiti artists who gonna kind of step in and vandalize the Wikipedia,
right,
and you are gonna have some articles that are admittedly poorly written by amateur historians or scientists or what have you. Okay, however, for the most part, the Wikipedia is just an incredibly quick, efficient, and useful source for information. Plus, it's also just this sort of development of the one consciousness. We're sort of global consciousness we're developing as a race. I mean, it's this access
wrong.
To information.
It's, you're wrong.
This is
wrong.
I think the Wikipedia is a critical piece in the puzzle. And I'm willing to deal with a few clunkers because most of the stuff I found there has been pretty fantastic.
Have you ever seen the Star Wars entry in Wikipedia?
No.
It's like the whole book.
It's it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's absolutely unbelievable. It is truly there's stuff in there that I didn't even know. Like, as far as I knew, there were some movies and some books. Apparently, I was sorely mistaken. There's an absolute crap load. Can I say shitload on the radio? I think I just did. There is an absolute shitload of stuff about Star Wars.
That reminds me of Patton Oswalt in the Comedy Central wrap-up show. Mm-hmm. Did you see that? What was it called?
Last Laugh 05.
Last Laugh 05, where he...
Never saw it.
He says, and now here's somebody... Or like he's introducing a band, I think.
Uh-huh.
He's like, these guys are just playing the best shit in the music industry right now, or something like that. And he goes, oh, fuck, I said shit. I just said fuck. Shit. I'm going back and forth. It was
outstanding.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what that tells us, though.
What?
About Wikipedia?
About
fucking shit?
Well, don't fuck shit. That's just a bad idea.
Oh. Shit fucker.
Yeah. Mm. But about Wikipedia, shame on the bastard for quoting without checking his sources.
Oh, okay, fine. I'm not excusing my man Brian Chase.
But that doesn't, you know,
Brian Chase is what's known as the bad apple, and in this case, I don't think the bad apple is going to spoil the bunch. I think if anything, it's just drawing there's no such thing as bad publicity right now for the Wikipedia.
More
and more people are checking it out, and they're going to realize that probably 99 articles out of 100 or 999 articles out of 1,000 are actually going to be solid places to no worse than pulling out the Funkin' Wagnalls and looking, you know, if I want to look up Kazakhstan, okay, I'm going to go to the Wikipedia before I'm going to go anywhere else just to get your basic, you know, almanac type stuff. And actually, I've been going through all the stands, the newly formed stands.
Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan,
Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan. Did we say Uzbekistan?
We should say it again, though, because it's fun to say.
Turkmenistan.
Uzbekistan.
Turkmenistan.
Kyrgyzstan.
Next time you get a chance, go look up Turkmenistan.
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with it.
Turkmenistan is the home of the Turkmen.
Mm-hmm.
And Stan means land, so land of the Turkmen.
Mm.
And
the etymology.
I believe that the leader of Turkmenistan has declared himself president for life, and he calls himself like the... like Turkmenabashi, or I don't know what the hell he calls himself, something Abashi.
Which means?
It means like leader of the Turkmen or something like that. I think I've got the right country.
Okay.
And he's totally insane. This guy's totally, totally insane. This guy is Kim Jong-il West. He's friggin' crazy. Including how he wants to build...
Is it a ladder to heaven?
Like a 1.5 million ton ice sculpture in the middle of the desert country.
Of what?
Of his country. Of in honor of his mother.
Oh, okay.
How much does a
thought you were
going to
say it was something crazy. How much what?
Does a square foot of ice weigh?
A square foot of ice? I don't know.
A cubic foot, sorry.
That doesn't matter. A
cubic
foot?
You know.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you...
A square foot of ice? Not much.
Not much, yeah.
A liter of water is a kilogram, and that weighs about 2.2 pounds. And a square foot's pretty small.
How much volume is that?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. It's a liter.
Yeah, well,
a liter's the volume.
It's a
10 centimeter by 10 centimeter by 10 centimeter cube. No, I take that back.
That sounded like the lyrics of a song.
That's 100101001.
Stop it. You're turning me on.
Boulder Junction, Colorado. 100.
All right. Well, no. Regardless.
I don't really know.
There's all kinds
go
of
to,
weird
Go to
stuff
Google.
Going
Google
on.
It. I got a good Google story for you. I had to teach my class today or the other day about Google operators so they could do a search. They were less than interested, and I assumed most of it had gone over their heads and they could have cared less because it's a 10th period class. Well, turns out today we went in and we're looking for dangerous chemicals online. We've found a couple of pretty good websites. One of the students had chosen to do his report on mercury, and the first thing he typed in when he got mercury was the car. So
of
he
course.
Went, oh, stupid car websites. I know what I'll do. I'll go back and I'll put in mercury minus car and get rid of all those websites that have car in it. And I was very impressed that they had actually learned something about their Google operators. They're also very into the tilde, which looks for the synonyms, mm-hmm. as well as I've also got them searching for sites with doing the site site:*.gov, mm-hmm. so they look mm-hmm. within government sites or .edu.
It's getting it's actually getting close to learning about the what do you call the expressions? You know, with the expressions.
Regular expressions.
Regular expressions.
Not yeah. even close.
Like, hey, how you doing?
I'm saying it's you're starting.
How is everybody?
Regular expressions.
Nice shoes.
You look well.
Yes.
Snowing outside, eh?
You know what I'm talking about. Like, it's starting.
I know what you're talking
about.
Give
us a little bit of an idea. Just, you know, just no. You don't think so?
No. I think anybody who has any kind of even.
Why are you so mean?
Because you're probably offending a ton of people. You know, all of our
I'm very sorry.
You know, extremely
none of our listeners.
As long as I don't offend Sapar Murat Niyazov Turkmenbashi. President for life of Turkmenistan.
I'm going to change my name to that because that's long.
Really, we should have.
And nobody could
know.
Yell
you
at
call
me.
Call yourself Schmittenbashi.
Schmittenbashi, which means
the leader of Schmidt.
There
it means leader of all ethnic Turkmens in the Schmittbashi style of Kemal
does?
Ataturk, father of the Turks.
Not yeah. that it has any pertinence to the show at all, but
why would it?
Why the hell are you researching all the stands?
I'm not so much researching them as just finding them utterly fascinating. Just you know, these pieces, these parcels of land are an amazing amalgam of cultures and peoples and various like marauding hordes that have gone through over the centuries. I mean, you don't understand, like, some of these countries on like one border is almost Europe, and on the other border is China. I mean, it's...
That's a long freaking country.
Well, it's not quite
not
like
really.
I was going to say that would span
like
the bottom
almost.
Of Russia.
Well, I'm saying it's not far, though. I mean, like, just the next country over will border, like, you know...
When you're in China, the next country over, I'm pretty sure, I think it's, that's
Do you know
that's
how far
Poland.
Over China goes?
Yeah, I'm familiar. China's very big, and the country left of it is Russia, and the country left of that is Poland. Isn't it?
Well, like at one point it is, but
that's
yeah,
true.
Not... That, I think that's what Irv's trying to express, is that
what
area in between...
What I'm saying
is
that...
Eastern
that's
Europe
like saying,
and Western China...
Ohio's next-door neighbor
just
is
wait,
as
president
Florida.
For life, as president for life of Turkmenistan, the Turkmenbashi has... made the following unusual decrees, such as banning news readers from wearing makeup as he has difficulty telling male and female readers apart, banning ballet and opera, describing them as unnecessary, banning public smoking when he quit smoking after major heart surgery.
I agree with that.
Banning lip syncing when performing songs.
I agree with that too.
Forbidding young men to wear long hair or beards. Dismissed 15,000 public health workers, replacing them with completely untrained army conscripts. And then he closed all the hospitals outside of Ashgabat, which is, I think, the capital and not the prison in Harry Potter. But he closed all hospitals outside of Ashgabat, saying if people were ill, they should just come to the capital.
That's
he
a good idea.
He also ordered the closure of all rural libraries, saying that ordinary Turkmens do not read books anyway.
Probably right.
Ordering that young people not be permitted to get gold tooth caps or gold teeth, suggesting instead that they chew on bones to preserve their teeth.
That's interesting.
Banning recorded music on television, in public places, and at weddings in order to protect true culture, including the musical and singing traditions of the Turkmen people.
So wait, no recorded music, no gold caps? I assume hip-hop is dead? Is that?
Yeah. I don't know if it even got off the ground.
Yeah, there you go.
Ordering that physicians swear an oath to himself instead of the Hippocratic Oath. And he's banned video games in December of this year, stating they were too violent for young Turkmen to play. So it's amazing that in a sort of a dictatorship or monarchy, if you will, you can actually really get some things done. In short order, I might say.
Some crazy whack job things
done. In August 2004, he ordered that a giant ice palace be constructed in the middle of the desert country, although many observers have said that without some form of technical assistance, it will be an impossible dream. You have anything to say about that?
I have a song to sing. To dream the impossible dream. To fight.
You're not singing it.
The impossible fight. I have it to sing. I'm not going to. I'm just saying. Oh. That's the song I would sing were I
sing.
Able.
Sing. Sing us. Oh,
that's
sorry.
Too bad.
No singing. Sorry. I apologize. I violated Turkmenbashi's, Dorkmenbashi's no singing edict of 2004.
All I got to say is that the average Turkmen is going to be singing, "We're coming to America."
That was a good joke,
that's
man.
That's funny. That's a good one. That's a good
I
one.
Get one.
Anyway,
a year.
If you're bored, look up the stands on Wikipedia. They're all pretty interesting. And it's you'll just be amazed at if you've never really looked on the map, that they, several of them border China. And you look at the people, and one of the countries, the president of the country, I mean, he looks like a Chinese. He looks Chinese. And I'm like, and before I realized it bordered on China, I'm like, damn, that dude looks Chinese. And I looked at the thing, I'm like, it borders China. So there you go.
No crazier than a Japanese guy running one of those South American countries. Didn't that happen?
Did that happen?
I think it happened.
Or was he like half? Like,
I'm not really sure. I try not to pay attention to the news. It angers up the blood.
The humors?
That's right.
All right. Well, anyway, so upset. Yeah, Turkmenbashi is a pretty loony character, but
right.
What are you going to do?
How about this loony piece that Virgin Galactic is rumoring to be initiating talks to build a spaceport in New Mexico?
Word.
Word.
A spaceport
space
in New Mexico.
Port.
Outgoing or incoming?
I believe eventually it would be both, but this is building upon previous stories we talked about, the XPRIZE,
mm-hmm.
which was the
yeah.
first, you know, personal, quote unquote.
Put a man in space for $1 million by spending to get 10 million
yeah.
by spending 100 million, something like that.
I don't remember what the exact numbers were, but they did it, and Virgin spun off a company called Virgin Galactic and bought up the rights and stuff like that, and they're going forward with this thing.
You know, I, for one, welcome our alien overlord leaders who will eventually be here to smite us in our piddly attempts to traverse the outer space of this planet. Yeah.
What the hell you are you talking about?
I'm talking about our little high-altitude airplane that, you know, we're going to get all these people onto, and eventually we'll crash, and then we'll ban it and sue people. Don't worry, it'll happen.
Well, you're probably right still.
I usually am right.
I read some recent stories that NASA is talking about, once again, talking about permanent presence on the moon of some sort, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
That's some crazy talk right there.
I think that'd be a great step for us.
Why?
I think we're about at the right time to do that.
We are going to run out of fuel in maybe by March. I'm not sure. I think it's probably later than that.
I think I like what Sun Guy said. We're not going to run out of oil. We're going to run out of cheap oil.
Yes.
And then other ways of getting oil that were heretofore not financially feasible will now suddenly become financially feasible.
Like pumping oil in Texas.
Well,
yeah, it's not worth it to get it out of the ground in a lot of parts of Texas.
It will be.
Yeah, eventually.
It will be. Oh, well, hi, Poppy. Poppy's here.
Dog visit.
I'm curious, though. Why don't you think it's a good idea?
Okay, what's the moon got?
Whoops.
Besides a lack of an atmosphere. It's got no resources.
It has a ton of resources.
Name three.
I believe the top three are nickel, iron, and...
Green cheese.
Green cheese, yes.
Ass face. Okay, nickel and iron. So we're going to make...
I don't remember all of the readily available... your resources. But
I'll
the
give you
challenge.
A
let
sense
me let me name three resources that are not available on the moon.
Gold.
No, I was thinking more of water.
Water.
Oxygen.
Oxygen.
And snacks.
Gold.
Snacks. Yes.
Doritos.
Pity your gold. Yes. Fine.
Actually,
gold Doritos.
Actually, I can tell you what the moon is for. I figured it out.
It's for.
You ready?
Tides.
I'll tell you.
What?
I'll tell you. Well, besides that, I'll tell you exactly what the moon is
Why
for.
Why did the Flying Spaghetti Monster create the moon, O Irv?
The Flying Spaghetti Monster created the moon because he wanted Earth to have its own private garbage can. And I would take all of our really toxic shit and put it on rockets and send it just into the moon.
Why bother with that when you could send it to the sun?
Yeah, better idea.
Send it to the sun. It would vaporize so fast before it got there.
Because if we send it to
the
sun, it comes back at our boys in
baggies. Garbage that goes bad comes back at our boys in baggies. Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for Dr. Gay, the science J.
Thanks, jerk.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
How do metal detectors work?
With batteries. I believe they work by sending out a magnetic field, and you get a sympathetic magnetic field set up in a metal object, and it detects that.
Sympathetic meaning it feels your pain?
Oh, look at the little magnetic
or
field.
Is that empathetic?
I think that's empathetic, but I'm not sure. I think it's in general how it works, although if I were you, I'd look it up on that fabulous Wikipedia.
I'm actually going to go to what's it?
HowStuffWorks.com.
HowStuffWorks is another really good website. You can link to that from my webpage too.
HowStuffWorks.com.
But to tell you how to get to my webpage would require
So now explain to me this sympathetic.
I think what happens is
follow up question, how is it that some have a sort of non ferrous setting? How can you distinguish magnetic field from something made of iron as opposed to something made of
aluminum?
Sure.
Aluminium. I'm not totally sure about that particular thing. I was going to actually say I wasn't even sure that one of those would work, but I guess it would. You basically it's a big magnet, and you take it and you sweep it across, and when you move a magnet near a metal, you have a changing magnetic field, and it sets up basically an eddy current. It's like the principle a motor works on, where you have current moving in a circle, and that creates a magnetic field. Any current moving creates a magnetic field. Current moving in a circle intensifies and creates a strong magnetic field, and you put it near a magnet so that it repels itself, and then you change the direction with a collimator, and that makes the thing flip around and whatnot. And you basically kind of do that with a big sheet of metal where you drag a magnetic field near it, and that changes the magnetic field in a certain region of it, and that causes currents to flow, and those in turn create magnetic fields.
Matt, are you receiving a phone call in the middle of the show?
That's absurd.
This hasn't happened in a while.
Let's talk to this person.
But only you, mister. I'm glad you get reception in my basement.
I'm amazed somebody calls him. I'm not going to lie to you.
Once a year, my mom calls.
A typical metal detector is lightweight and consists of just a few parts.
Lightweight.
A stabilizer. Used to
That's
keep
the handle.
Unit steady as you sweep it back and
That's
forth.
That's called a handle.
Control a handle. Box contains the circuitry, controls, etc., etc. Shaft. Vigilante police officer.
You explain what a shaft is.
A search coil, the part that actually senses the metal, also known as the search head, loop, or antenna. Most metal detectors use one of the three technologies: very low frequency, pulse induction, or beat frequency oscillation. Which I think is a great song by Chemical Brothers.
Beat frequency oscillation. Yes, I've actually never heard of that. So.
That was the follow-up to Beat Street Breakdown by Grandmaster Mellow Mel. Is that a voicemail that you received? Okay, good. All right, so are we going to try to figure out how this crap works?
Well, I think basically I gave you the gist of it, and they talked about how they produce the magnetic fields,
The current
I think.
Moving through the transmitter coil creates an electromagnetic field, which is like what happens in an electric motor.
There you go. See, I'm not as dumb as I sound.
The polarity of the magnetic field is perpendicular to the coil of the wire. Each time the current changes direction, the polarity of the magnetic field changes. This means that if the coil of wire is parallel to the ground, the magnetic field is constantly pushing down onto the ground and then pulling back out of it. As the magnetic field pulses back and forth into the ground, it interacts with any conductive objects it encounters,
metals,
causing them to generate weak magnetic fields of their own. The polarity of the object's magnetic field is directly opposite the transmitter coil's magnetic field. If the transmitter coil's field is pulsing downward, the object's field is pulsing upward. And then I guess the circuitry
it senses
able to analyze these fluctuations and then tell you it can tell you what kind of metal and how deep it is.
And that part is that's some serious circuitry right there. But yeah, like I said, the basic part of it is it's a big old magnet. And I assume that originally it started out way back as when it was just a minesweeper instead of a metal detector. All it was was looking for a metal, and you would literally move it across the ground, and that was how you got your changing magnetic field. Now it sounds like it uses, you know, some sort of circuitry. I'm not exactly sure what it is without looking at a picture of.
I believe it's patented.
You know, whether it's patented or not, that's fine. I still wouldn't know what it was unless I looked at a picture.
It just looks like microchips.
So it's digital circuitry then, as opposed to analog circuitry.
I don't know. I assume that the more modern ones are digital.
You bring nothing to the table.
It's true. I'm a fraud.
Yeah, that's it. You're a sham.
I really am.
Yeah, that's okay. You're my favorite.
The reason I am asking you that is because Dory and I
lost some keys.
We lost something a little bit more valuable than that.
Oh no! Is it a wedding ring?
Yes.
Hers?
In the park.
Shut
snow.
Shut up.
He's still got his on.
Is he seriously? I noticed that. I looked
over.
I'm not
kidding.
You seriously lost your wedding ring?
I didn't lose it.
Oh.
Which is a good thing. Otherwise, he'd probably be dead right now.
Dough.
Well, Yoko is distraught. There's no question. She's very, very upset about it. But we've been out in the park in the freezing cold the last 3 nights. Just like looking in the snow for a ring. It's ridiculous. We don't know where. Exactly, in this, you know.
In this park that's the size of about 2.5 acres or so.
Well, the park is, I can't do the calculations in my head, but I do know that together the one long length and one short length, the perimeter of the park is a rectangle and the perimeter is half a mile, almost exactly. So I don't know what that makes the area.
Anything you want it to be. You can have a perimeter and have variable area in case you didn't pay attention to math class.
Yeah.
Well, but the ratio I think is 2 to 1.
I don't think it is. I think it might be slightly less than 2 to 1. It might be like 1.8 to 1.
No, I mean, let's talk about circle area, pi d, right?
Let's not. Yes, 2 pi r or pi d.
So
or
is
high
that
D.
The area so or the perimeter?
That's the circumference.
Area.
No, the area is pi r squared.
Pi r squared
is the
area.
That's right.
Which
is
the punchline of a great joke.
Can we hear
You've
it?
Never heard that joke?
Pi r squared.
The farmer sends his son off to college, and he breaks his back all fall long harvesting so he can pay the bills to send his kid to college. And the kid finally comes back in the winter. He says, "Well, son, what have you learned?" He's like, "Well, I've learned a ton of stuff." He's like, "Well, tell me something. Give me something." And he goes, "Well, you pi r squared." He goes, "God damn it. I don't believe it. All that money, and you come back pi r squared? God damn it. Everybody knows pi r round. Cornbread r square." See? Hilarious.
Cornbread r square.
Hilarious.
And, you know, that's not even
hilarious.
Always true.
If you could see the look on Matt's face right now, you would be, oh.
Matt's
You'd
actually,
understand why he wants to punch me.
No, Matt's actually laughing so hard, he went silent.
I'm laughing on the inside.
All right. By the way,
Did I say great joke? I meant bad joke. Go ahead.
Intel calls the $100 laptops undesired gadgets. I don't know how I feel about that.
Laptops are undesired gadgets?
No, the $100 laptops. Well,
we spoke
the
of a few weeks ago.
Hand crank Wi-Fi, monochrome laptops.
I kind of thought so, too, but who am I? I think they'd be great in schools here in America where kids could actually use a computer because they have some sort of skills. That would be nice. Instead of having to schlep down to the computer lab and hope that nobody signed up for it.
Well, you know.
I think we should implant them all with RF tracking devices, too. Go ahead.
All the kids, yes, you're
right. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah. Well, we should definitely, if we're going to give them to American kids, you have to, you know, impregnate them with all sorts of tracking software and devices that are going to tell the parents,
the kids,
the administrators,
the kids, definitely,
everything.
Definitely impregnate the kids,
impregnate the kids with RFID
devices,
tags,
yes, yeah. Tracking devices.
You'll tell them that it's actually that 5-year birth control implant when in fact it's just RFID,
right?
Or maybe the 5-year birth control implant
comes with RFID
automatically.
Hey, that's a great idea.
That's a stunning idea.
We got a company. Let's go. We just patented that. None of you
Fantastic.
Bastards listening out
Nobody
there steal this.
Nobody can do that. Somebody's already on www.patent.com.
By the way, the I don't know if you knew this, but there was a creationism or anti-creationism professor at the University of Kansas.
Oh yeah,
who got the crap beat out of him by a bunch of
intelligent designers?
Let's put it that way. Yes.
Can we call them semi-intelligent designers, please?
Sub-intelligent designers, and he just went ahead and resigned. So,
man, there's Darwinism
score one
winning
for the
out
intelligent
right
designers,
up there.
I guess.
No, that's Darwinism right there.
That really
that
is.
Proof.
That proof.
Sorry, I just heard this statistic. We just we had a department meeting over at the school that shall remain nameless. And Ohio made, I guess, number 13 on the list of 50 schools that had a, you know, the top 50 states. Top 50 states. That doesn't make a lot of sense. We all made it. Yay. We're
top
all the
50 states.
It made number 13.
Coming in 51, top 50. Washington, D.C.
So anyway, Ohio's number 13 out of the 50 states for the state standards for science that it wrote, coming in 50th, was Kansas.
Ah, yeah. Good old Kansas.
Yes, that's right. Because in Kansas, God invented biology right after he created the
corn.
World. That's right after he created corn.
God
beer.
Made corn and said, this
corn.
Here's good.
Hey, now we can make tortillas.
Now we can make whiskey.
I just invented a Tom Collins.
I've got
killing
something
myself.
For you. In his latest
Hang
article
on, I'm
in
still
the,
dying over here. This is a riot.
Wake up. In his latest article in The Guardian, Andrew Brown asked, if this suite's a success, why is it so buggy? OpenOffice, he says, shows limitations of the open source development model, and Brown is not your usual ignorant Microsoft bribed hack. He has himself contributed macros for OpenOffice users. Brown lists the problems and assigns causes. He adds, if OpenOffice 3.1 becomes a blockbuster, it will be because large companies such as Sun, Google, and IBM have decided that open source is the cheapest way to gang up on Microsoft because it means they need spend nothing on support.
So
what's
your
say
point?
You, Mr. Open Source?
Like, what's your point? The fact of the matter is that the OpenOffice suite, as it may be, may in fact have some bugs that affect a small margin of users, but it's still a rock-solid application. The previous release...
you sound like Bush defending the war, man. I'm sorry.
Still used for, a year and a half now. OpenOffice version 1. I've encountered one bug. That's not OpenOffice 2, I admit, but it's their previous one, and I've had no problems with that. I've hit it with spreadsheet macros, presentations, word processing, the whole nine yards.
All right, I'll give you that.
All right.
Give it till the next, nothing's great the first time around. Give it to the next patch.
Okay, fine.
But
you win, fine.
Damn street.
Zero Gravity Sports League in development.
I want in on that.
Okay, seriously?
A company that provides weightless flights to paying space tourists is developing a league around a sport that is designed for a zero-G environment.
Dumbass
ball.
That's
why you go to the moon.
Asshat ball.
Asshat ball.
Go to the moon to play space ball.
Honestly,
go to the moon
I'm
so
not
you can
gonna,
dunk.
We choose to go to the moon. Dunk, yeah. We choose to go to the moon in our time to play baseball.
Okay.
So that no one will have to take steroids.
I want to get back to our personal garbage can question.
Hang on.
No, wait a minute, because this is great. If so...
I'll tell you.
We need to do. You need to do that calculation some other time. That if you crack one out of the park on the moon, will it go around and will you catch it? Right,
No, it's very, very. The moon apparently much bigger than people think.
Damn.
But it has 1/6 the gravity, so things actually go straight up like 6 times as far as they would on Earth if you hit them normally. Now the thing of it is. The mass stays the same, but weight changes. So it's not like it's really kind of fun. I used to give it as an assignment of my kids. What would you do to change a sport to the moon? You can't just put, we'll make the basketball heavier.
No, that wouldn't work.
It doesn't work. It's still very hard to throw. You have
much
to
less dribble.
1,000 feet off the
you have to
try
make
to
the basket very hard.
Bowling ball.
Yeah, exactly. You can't dribble a bowling ball. You can't make a soccer ball heavy because it's still like it's kicking a rock. But you can kick it much further. You just play on a very large open field.
And I think that's the only place we could actually play some Quidditch.
There you go.
I'm so ashamed to be a part of this.
Why? Why can't we play Quidditch?
It's a second Harry Potter reference out of you in the last half hour. I don't know if I can hang with that.
I think Emma Watson's hot.
She's going to be.
There's
I'll tell
a difference.
That.
That's I actually what I think is Lindsay Lohan as her was really hot.
Oh, that was before Lindsay Lohan lost her boobs.
That was spectacular.
That was one of the greatest episodes of Saturday Night Live I've ever seen.
True.
And Lindsay Lohan coming back after summer break as Hermione Granger, and of course
finally
everybody's going crazy, and Snape sees her and can't control himself and finally just loses his shit and just says. And can I have another beer, please? Okay. Getting a beer. I'm like, you want another one, Matt? Yeah. Matt needs another one.
Hook me up.
Cervezas, por favor.
Dos cervezas.
So he looks at her, and he can't control himself, so he just says, -5 points from Gryffindor, and storms out of the room. I thought that was pretty funny. And then a couple of the older kids are looking at her, and they ask her if she wants to study with them or something, and she says no, and he says, well, I guess we're just going to go beat a couple of blodgers. Mm. And she says, you're going to go play some Quidditch. And they're like, no.
No.
So it was quite humorous. But it has a Debbie Downer sketch. That was the ultimate.
Oh, okay. All right. But really, I'm surprised they didn't do anything with the invisibility cloak.
That's a good call. They might have. I don't remember. I don't know.
I think there's some comedy that could be had in that.
Well, some nudity.
Well, clearly.
Oh, no. You got to have one of these.
Yeah,
don't you have to drive home?
Yep.
But you should have this lager. This is your bottle.
Give me the damn.
I'm a scientist. Let's experiment.
Oh, that's good.
That's outstanding.
I want that bottle. You have the triple X. Give me the triple X.
Tonight's rant's brought to you by
Frothy
Molson.
Goodness.
Molson, okay. For drinking fun.
The eyeball is a spherical, throwable Wi-Fi camera designed to precede police into areas where there's no direct line of sight.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I might throw that into the women's changing room at the Neiman Marcus.
I would definitely. Not at Neiman Marcus, though.
Also known as the needless markup.
Victoria's Secret, dumbass.
All right.
Oh, yeah. What am I saying?
Jesus. Amateur.
Demon Marcus. The hell am I talking about?
I don't know. No, I want to see a 65-year-old Yenta get a pantsuit fitted.
That's wrinkly.
Sweet. Wow.
Okay.
Back to what
the
brown
moon being
would
our
look
personal
like.
Garbage yeah, can. Sure. Now, let's say we shot things into the sun. Is there any risk of messing up the sun?
Oh, no. It's really big and, like, completely spitting energy out. And basically, most of the crap on our planet came from there anyway, so we're just returning the favor. Really, think about it. The sun's mass, anyone, 9.11 times 10 to the... No, that's an electron. Wait for it. 1.6? 1.9? 1.991 times 10 to the negative... 10 to the positive? 10 to the 31st. There you go. After only one sip of triple X. No, it's 1.991 times 10 to the 31st kilograms, I believe.
It says
I'm not mistaken.
1.99 times
10 to the 31st
10
kilograms. 30th kilograms. My fault.
The sun contains 99.8% of all the mass of the solar system.
That's right. Which
that's
is
amazing with considering Jupiter rather large.
It's a gas. Jupiter has the rest. But Jupiter's huge.
Well,
Jupiter
yeah.
has like the other like noticeable amount of mass. The Earth,
Saturn, quite large.
In this corner, weighing in at 5.98 times 10 to the 24th kilograms, the Earth, and in the other corner, yeah, weighing in.
Bit of a mismatch.
Yeah, exactly. It's a million. It's a million times bigger, and you don't realize how big a million times is until like a million Earths. Think about that. A million Earths
fit inside
is a sun, not fit inside.
I think if there were
a million
Earths, I could get laid. On one of them.
I doubt it. Not even on this one where you're married.
String theory doesn't even count for you getting laid.
Software industry shifting piracy strategy. Incidentally, Sony looks like it might be completely backtracking on DRM for CDs, period.
Well, thank God. I mean, even it's Microsoft had to pony up and write some special code to remove some of the crap that they were laying down.
Oops. But I mean, like, period. Like, any kind of copy protection on CDs, which is just pointless. They're going to be cracked.
Yeah, what they should really do is just kind of give up. I think music industries in general should give up. Even the Grateful Dead tried to I know you hate.
I
know, but it's fun to say you do. So you go, I don't hate them, and then try and defend them by saying you like this one song. So
I'm
anyway,
I'm not a racist. I have a black friend.
Exactly.
And I don't hate the Dead. I like three of their
exactly.
songs.
Exactly. So anyway,
They actually tried to pull archive.org. Shout out to archive.org.
Archive.org.
Who has archive.org? Arg. Archive.org has the live music archive, and there's tons and tons of bands there, and they're just giving away their music. Some of it's soundboard, some of it's not. And the Dead recently pulled all of the soundboard stuff off of archive.org.
Right, and then there was an uproar.
Well, they pulled all of it off, and everybody lost their freaking minds. And because it's funny, Deadheads
like
have now sort of like,
hey man,
yeah, hey man, where'd my music go, man?
Well, come on, man.
Which I believe me, I have plenty of it downloaded. Thank you very much. But there was a lot of people who were really upset about it. But they returned all of the stuff that was done by audience, taped audience. But they're only going to stream the music that is
good
soundboard.
For me.
But yeah, that's
so
fine.
I can't listen to it on my iPod.
Right.
But
no. Hold on a second here. You nailed it the first time. Why are these people trying to do something that is pointless? Whether
why
it is streaming
it?
Or you can download the file, doesn't matter. Hello, it's still data flowing into your computer. You can capture it and record it to a file.
Yeah.
I've got a great utility called StreamRipper. Love it.
I do now, too. I love it as of now.
StreamRipper.
Booyakasha.
Yeah. All it does is take the incoming
port. Why don't you just take yours out of your sound card and plug it into the in of your sound card and start recording?
You could do that too, but this is, you know, just
that's freaking
boom.
Wizardous. Here and here I am, bounding my head against the ground like an idiot. That's
why don't you
I wasn't
going
to do that.
Plug all of it into your audio visual receiver and just record it all on a recorder.
I was
going
to have a Wi-Fi implanted in my head so I could always listen to it whenever I wanted, but that's a much cheaper idea. Yeah,
I'm waiting for. Actually, it will be nice when they have, or I think they do have them now. They
What's
just
that?
Get the portable satellite players with memory, kind of like a satellite combo iPod deal.
Oh, interesting.
Satellite TiVo.
Satellite TiVo.
Satellite TiVo. Yes.
Yeah, you can record like so many minutes. Whatever.
Yeah, you can pause live radio.
Are you talking about an XM radio?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Serious. Well, that's what I mean.
No,
okay.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Oh God. Yeah. Me too. You know, I saw, I don't know if you guys caught The Daily Show last night, but Howard Stern was on. And
He was?
I gave up on that show a long time ago, but I'm wondering if I might not have to try out this whole, you know, this whole satellite radio thing just to see what he can do.
Don't tell my wife, but I bought it for her for Christmas, and I'm going to include...
She's listening to this upstairs in the computer,
she's
dude.
Not. No. And I'm going to include with it a gift certificate. I'm going to buy her a whole year programming.
Including
the
Howard searches.
Whatever's in there.
I think it's just like 12
bucks. Yeah, it's only 12 bucks a month.
I think if you buy a year, it's about 10 bucks a month.
Yeah.
I asked for 29. I'm hoping Santa delivers that to my
stocking
as well.
Go to like eCost or something. You can get get them all free after rebate.
Yeah.
What? Get the Sirius players?
All the players are free after rebate.
Are you serious?
With subscription. They're like cell phones.
With Sirius or XM?
You don't have to get the subscription if you don't want to. Of course, you would want to.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
I'm just saying that
because you can hack in
deal.
And just get the signal anyway.
No.
Go to www.breakingintomyxmradio.com and
along with a car kit for $59 with $59 in rebates that I haven't redeemed yet.
I saw it for $39.99 with the car kit.
Yeah, so you can do all that.
And the one that allows you to like pause and rewind and shit.
That one's pretty.
That one's
I look at that
$79,
one.
And okay. I think there's like $40 worth of rebates you can get with that
I'm
one.
I'm gonna get that one,
but that's worth it.
My wife gets the shitty one.
You get.
I get the nice one,
right.
but you know what's nice is she won't know she got the shitty one.
You know what else is totally cool?
Not till she hears the show.
If you buy the subscription, you can actually listen to it over your web browser on your computer as well.
I just noticed that on my satellite, and this is true, my satellite TV that I have, just they took off, you know, they used to have the music channels, those digital music channels, they're gone, but instead I have XM, I think it's XM radio,
there you go,
on my TV.
Yeah, they're doing deals with, you know, providers.
I couldn't be happier. Dish Network has
I got DirecTV.
Some serious channels, but I don't think they're gonna
Sirius
have like Howard
got
Stern.
I've got
to pay for it probably.
Well, I've got freaking everything that they have. I had a lot of it removed because it was old channels. I took off like, you know, like the Christian channel, the gospel channel, the bad jazz.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, anyway. No, there's the music they play is just not cutting it for me. I prefer my Amy Grant straight from the CD. Thank you. That's not true at all. I don't prefer my Amy Grant straight from the CD. I won't tell you where I prefer my Amy Grant. All right.
Where do you prefer your Amy Grant?
On NBC, on the Make-A-Wish thing, on the Three Wishes, yeah, that crap show.
Hey,
yeah.
Anyone notice that the CEO of Diebold is going to step down because of their shitty-ass voting machines?
Well, it'll happen.
We don't care.
They're cheating-ass voting
machines. I do,
machines.
Yeah, I do, absolutely. The best, that's the best election money can buy.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation is suing
headed
North
by
Carolina.
Anybody? Anybody?
Anyone?
No, but I'll know it as soon as...
I'm pretty sure it's, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know the guy's name. I'm just kidding. John Perry Barlow, is that right?
No.
No. He just works for him.
However, we should do a little PSA for EFF. Go to www.eff.org.
.com, that's porn.
Register yourself. It'll send you emails if you want it to about legislation that is going forward that has anything to do with privacy rights, technology issues.
Yeah, these
guys, the whole nine yards.
The digital ACLU.
Yeah, yeah. And they're pretty good about that.
They are suing the North Carolina Elections Board because the board certified several voting machine manufacturers, although none of the manufacturers would comply with the state law that passed unanimously that the machine code be kept in escrow. This is just black box technology, and there's all sorts of reports that some of these like Diebold machines or whatever, the first 3,000 votes or something, no matter who you voted for, went for Bush.
Yep.
I mean that is some scary shit, man.
Yeah. Well, you live in not a democracy. It's what's an autocracy? It's an
oligarchy. A Bukakasi?
Bukakasi.
Yes.
Yeah.
The government just...
well, they. I do feel that way sometimes. Yeah, it's all right.
What else do we get? Depressed hamsters help researchers.
And researchers help the depressed hamsters feel better about themselves.
I'm so depressed. I can only get one drop of water out of this stupid metal bowl.
I run and I run and I run. I feel like I'm not going anywhere. You ever get that feeling you're just going in circles?
Oh, man, that's great.
Yeah, well.
That is great. Yeah. That is great.
Do you remember the two hamsters I had in college, Irv? Sam and Dave? I remember, I don't
what?
Know I think I had two hamsters when I was in college.
You
I don't
did
know.
Not.
It's true. It's a true story. One of them ate the other one.
Well, I've got some interesting hamster death stories.
Go ahead.
I've got time
to kill. Matt's not here to judge us.
I found my first, what was the name of my first hamster? Oh, it was Nimrod. My first hamster was named Nimrod, and I found him with his head wedged between two of the bars of the cage, dead.
That'll do it.
He was desperate to escape, I guess, so that killed him. Then my next hamster named Snigby, I discovered had developed a habit of running on the top of his wheel, which was fascinating. It was like, we would sit there and watch, be like, this hamster's fucking crazy. Then one day I came home, like, I'm going to go check out Snigby. And he was like a really nice hamster, he didn't bite or anything. And I come home and Snigby is, okay, if you can imagine, the wheel like going forward. And then he's at where it meets sort of the side of the cage, and his neck is at like a 90-degree angle.
Gah.
And he basically went forward on the wheel, and his head crushed. The thing just snapped his neck.
That's
too
bad.
He's just like bent in an angle.
No.
And kind of like just suspended above the ground.
Snigby.
Not Snigby. Yeah. Then of course there was Anchovy Abercrombie.
Do you ever think that your hamsters died because you didn't name them well and they wanted to kill themselves?
I got this hamster for my sister for Hanukkah. Okay. It was an albino and it was a mean son of a bitch. But we realized it was because it was pregnant, and it had seven. It had seven babies.
Did it eat all of them?
Oh, six.
Nice.
It ate six of them. Every time we tried to feed her, she would grab a baby and eat it.
Yep.
Right in front of us.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh my God.
That's what hamsters will do. You have to pull the mother out of the cage or else she will eat all of the young. Absolutely true.
Well, you can't do it right away.
Yeah.
How do the young survive?
Well, you have to feed them with milk droppers and stuff like
that. No, I'm not feeding seven little minutes.
I don't know if that's true.
No, man, you're crazy. Anyway.
You do have to take them out very quickly or the mother will eat them all.
Well, she ate all but one. So finally we just pulled that one out and we were feeding it like milk and like cow's milk and just, you know, the little nut mixture. And then just one day it was just dead. It seemed to be doing okay. We named him Kumquat. really none of them. The only hamster that seemed to die of natural causes was egg salad.
That's a your really hamster weird named Egg Salad
on the show.
Yeah,
yeah.
Your hamster
well, he was
named
talking
Egg
about
salad.
His hamsters. One ate the other.
Sam and Dave. Yeah.
Sam ate Dave. And he came home and he asked Sam, "Where is Dave?" And he said, "Am I my brother's keeper?" It was very very biblical.
Oh, boo. All
right. So I have a question.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yoko's looking for her ring, and I helped move the box spring for her while I
oh
ran up
Christ.
To
you.
Because
she thinks
you,
it's in the
you
house.
You're a mensch, buddy.
Yeah.
You're also making me look bad.
What's
go
a
ahead.
Mensch? No, I had to
be a nice guy.
Mensch is sort of German Yiddish, meaning like you're a man. You're like a good man.
Oh, well, thank you. I can't be a
as right. opposed to
guy.
An Irv, which
also
is.
I have a small bladder, so, you know, it balances things out.
Did you see our new toilet?
I was going to ask you. It did look a little bit different. What's
nice.
Up with that?
It's new.
All right, but
does it
why?
Do anything
other toilet.
Special?
Yeah, it was like a super weird flushing type.
It was a low water usage, slow flow toilet that clogged constantly.
Oh.
This one has a nice
to it.
Big pipe, glazed pipe for my
giant
nasty
bowel
ass American style dumps.
Enormous bowel movement.
Well, I have to admit that it looks
my
good
ICBM.
In the
yes. Yes.
But anyway, the thing I wanted to ask was, I had no idea that you had a Tempur-Pedic bed.
Oh, yeah, we have a Tempur-Pedic bed. That
Dude,
thing rocks.
That's what I wanted to know.
Last night's comfortable
know.
Sleep.
Phenomenal.
Brought to you by
really?
Tempur-Pedic.
I mean, I've been thinking about getting
we
one,
dropped
but
about
God 18 damn,
on it.
Yeah.
Ouch.
But you never
Ouch.
Have to turn it, you never have to flip it, and it should last about 20 years. That
so,
thing is so damn comfortable. If you like a firm mattress, you'll love it.
And
if you like a really, really soft mattress, you might not like it because when you first lay down on it, it's quite firm, and then your body heat sort of warms up the foam, and you kind of ease into it. So after like 10 or 15 minutes, you're kind of sunk into it a little bit.
So your personal opinion on this is that if I have an extra 20 or 2,000 bucks to
well,
to
you
spare,
won't even,
that
what size are you gonna get?
I want a queen or bigger.
Yeah, we got a queen. It was about we got the cheapest one.
Okay.
And I think with like tax and oh, I think it was $1,800 because Dory got one of the pillows too.
Okay.
One of the Tempur pillows, which are kind of sweet too. No, I think that I think you can get one for about $1,500 or $1,600. Like the cheapest one is good enough. And but go over to okay, next tomorrow you're at work.
Yeah.
You take your lunch.
Yeah.
You take a lunch?
Yeah.
Okay. Go over to Eastgate Plaza,
yeah.
where Fox and Hound and stuff is.
Yeah.
There's a Fish Furniture over there.
Yes.
Today's show
fish,
brought to you
fish,
by Fish Furniture.
Fish Furniture.
Fish Furniture
is a
where
reseller
sleeps.
Of the Tempur-Pedic right. beds. They have a whole room in the back of Tempur-Pedic stuff. You can go check them out. Sweet.
Now, would,
all
you,
right,
buy,
all right, so
would you buy a mattress online?
Yes.
I would buy a Tempur brand mattress
online. I got asked to fill out a survey, and it was about buying online. I think it was from somebody that we used to know who goes to Stanford Business School now, or UCLA, or Berkeley Business School. And it was all about buying things, and I thought that was one of the things that I don't know if I'd be able to do.
Buying a mattress
buy
online?
Buy a mattress online. It was the main source, or the main gist of it was about buying TVs online, which...
Easy.
That's yeah, that I'd be more likely to do. But... Buying a mattress online was one of the things you had to comment on. And I thought about that, and I said, you know, I don't know if that's when I'd be like buying furniture online. I would need to sit in it. I'd need to lie down on the bed, wouldn't you? I don't
oh,
know if
absolutely.
I need to turn
it's,
the TV
that's why
on.
It's like it would be like buying shoes online,
right?
How could you
Which
do
I've
that?
Done. Now I've done that. I have
well,
done
if
that.
You know,
well, I
a particular
I got screwed.
Brand of shoe. Like I take a Birkenstock 10.5,
and I thought I did, and they sent me a narrow. It turns out I do have narrow feet.
Quite they knew.
It was serendipity.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, I pretty much exclusively wear Adidas tennis shoes, and I bought those online, and they're
all
they,
day
they
I dream about
synergy.
Oh, yeah.
All right. A giggity, a giggity.
It's like buying – I've had not good experiences buying clothes online. I won't buy shoes online because my feet are very finicky.
Sweetheart.
And if I was going to buy a mattress, if you're going to buy a memory foam mattress or a viscoelastic foam mattress, I would not recommend you go with one of the knockoffs. I really don't recommend it. It's just not going to be the same.
Really?
Maybe I'm totally wrong. Maybe it's all the same crap and just We went ahead and bought the Jordache jeans when you really could just go out and buy the Wranglers and they have the exact same denim.
You bought them in 1982, is that right?
Yeah, it was used. Okay. By the way, did you guys see that Coca-Cola is about to launch a new beverage called Coca-Cola Black that adds real coffee to the blend?
Yeah.
Yeah, we heard it. Well, I heard about that.
Is anybody the least bit interested in coffee-flavored Coca-Cola?
No.
I can't imagine why you would want to do that to yourself.
Would it taste good?
I don't know.
Who knows?
I know coffee tastes good. I know Coke tastes good. Two things that taste good, put them together, maybe it does.
You've got chocolate in my peanut butter.
You put your peanut butter in my chocolate.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, on
you
that note.
You son of a bitch, get your peanut butter out of my fucking chocolate.
Hey, if you guys had any, somebody's making this caffeine beer.
Caffeinated beer? You mean Buzz Cola?
Well, no, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Like that. We talked about that a couple
weeks
ago.
No, Buzz Cola is like, that's the Drew Carey beer. That Buzz Cola was the Drew... Buzz Beer. But not Buzz Cola, you're right. Yeah. Buzz Beer.
Buzz Beer.
That was Drew Carey's idea on the show that he had. And some of it's good, right?
I don't know. I've never had it, but somebody's actually doing that.
Sure.
I just wanted to know if anybody had it. Shane, have you
ever had
Buzz
Beer? It's called a Red
Bull
and Vodka.
Or something similar?
It's called a Red Bull and Vodka.
That's a good drink.
Oh,
I like
by
it.
The way, I wanted to mention Shane's blog. Dewey pointed out Shane runs a blog.
I actually looked at it.
Tech for Life.
Mm-hmm.
T-E-K.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it's T-E-K, the number 4, and the word life. Tech for Life. I think it's .com.
I have to comment on that, though. He has a
it's a
link.
Good blog.
Yeah, it's a good blog.
It's really good because it mentions Dialadork.
It's excellent because it does that. But from a
we make your blog better.
Dorky standpoint, he's got a link to his webmail login on his blog page, uh-huh. And it was begging to be clicked, so I clicked it.
And you went into his webmail?
No. I couldn't get in. I mean, you'd have to enter a username and password, but. Thinking about it, I'm like, that's kind of an open invitation.
You're just
to
asking to be hacked.
Asking
right?
to be hacked is what I'm thinking.
I typed in the username Shane.
Yeah, see.
And the password I typed in was I love Dialadork.
And it worked.
And I got into his webmail.
There you go.
And it turns out that he's currently in negotiations to buy a bride from Turkmenistan.
Bad choice, Shane. I mean, if the king can't even tell the difference.
Today's
between
show
the guys
brought
and the
to you
girls,
by
you got to go to Russia, man.
Turkmenistan
there's
brides.
Some hot chicks over there. Russian brides for you.
Oh,
are you? That's where you want to go.
One of my clients almost responded to a phishing email, and I just want to remind everyone that one of the best ways to determine if an email from like PayPal or your bank or something is actually a scam is, do they refer to you by name?
That's not a good indicator anymore.
It's not as good anymore, no.
Well, it's still pretty good. I haven't got a single phishing scam email that refers to me by name.
Oh, I get a bunch of them for PayPal that have my name in
them. But they just say your email
now.
Address.
No, I get the name.
No, they've got your
thing.
Name, too.
Okay, well, okay. If... shit.
Listen,
right, we're all screwed.
Here's the
respond
shit.
To anything.
You don't... All of these sites that are going to be sending you messages of this type will have an online message center.
They send you a
log
link.
Does PayPal have an online message center?
Yes. I've gotten a phishing email that claimed to be from PayPal, and I went to PayPal because what you're not supposed to do is click the link that's included in the mail.
Yeah.
Because it won't take you to the legitimate PayPal site. It'll take you to a fake site, obviously. Why am I telling you two idiots about it? You know
you're not. You're telling our listening audience.
So I'm telling the listening audience, as someone who's not as smart as EZA who's, You don't click on that.
These guys.
Yeah, you go to PayPal and then you find out. And I went into PayPal and I forwarded. What it says to do is it says to forward the email to PayPal directly. Mm-hmm. I believe it's phishing@paypal.com or something
PH.
Like that. Yeah, that's PH. You know, bastardizing another good band's name. There's fantastic. So anyway.
Saw them in New Orleans before it was destroyed by a nasty female hurricane.
That was a good thing.
Hey, Emerald just reopened his Delmonico's in New Orleans. So
sweet.
And some things are back to normal.
There you go. But yeah, you go to the website, forward it to them, and they'll send you a nice thank you letter if it was really phishing. And if it was not, they'll send you a letter saying, no, someone really broke into your account. You should do something about it.
Yeah.
But so I
regardless.
That'll teach you to have a PayPal account. I don't know.
No, PayPal is a good
PayPal's
thing.
Fine. No, it is.
I'm just kidding. I can't wait for my Google Wallet. It's like
blogs. Don't believe every email that's sent to you.
Yes.
You know,
unless the ones that are about expanding your penis size, increasing your penis. Those are really true.
Damn, those.
By
work.
The way, one of my I wanted to ask if you guys were what?
No.
Oh. I wanted to ask you guys if you had looked into any of these sort of media extenders.
How do you mean?
Oh, like the Sling computer or whatever?
No, not well, the Sling box.
Sling box, that's
is
it.
Pretty interesting. That is something that basically will stream your television signal over the internet to you wherever you are. So
extended.
I guess I heard on the Jim Rome show that these two San Francisco Giant fans who were like on the road, salesmen, or were these two brothers or something, they were salesmen or whatever, they wanted to watch their games, they couldn't, so they
rigged it up.
Well, they invented this box that would stream their TV signal from home through their internet connection to wherever they were, and they could just watch it.
But I would imagine they probably had like to log. It was sort of something like a secure thing where they had to log into it. I
mean, it has an alias. It has a little. I mean, you can actually go through their servers to get to your box. But I think you can also just get to it like right through to the IP address.
Because you can use your computer. I mean, you can watch your TV and you can change. If your video card's good enough, you can plug in your, you know, your whatever.
Sure.
Cable
TV
or whatever.
Yeah. ATI all-in-one.
You don't even.
Wonder
yeah, I was going to say you just run. An ATI all-in-one will do it. You don't. I mean,
well, that
I guess
that,
those
that
video
has
capture.
It all built. That's the video card and the capture device all together.
Yeah.
A lot of times you get a separate capture device. That,
no. Yeah.
You know, runs through your video card to do the output.
But you can. I mean, you can capture with lots of different software. But with just as long as you have video in, video out, you can capture this.
But
thing.
Yeah,
but then
this streams
it back to the internet.
No, I was good. That's what I was going to say. Is that to stream it out? That would I would assume.
What
all
I was
of you
actually
know more than I would.
What I was actually talking about are these sort of media extenders. Yeah. They got one from D-Link. They got one from IO Gear. Makes a good one apparently. They got Netgear.
All right. Well, before you
Buffalo,
list all the manufacturers, what
Philips,
the hell is
Philips
it?
Philips calls it the Streamium.
What's it do?
What it does is first it's combination. It's a piece of hardware and also a piece of software. The piece of software you install on one of your computers.
Is that
at
a
home.
Semi-software?
What?
Is that semi-software then? If it's kind of hard, kind of soft. It's
no,
semi-soft.
It's a piece of hardware.
Just checking.
It's a piece of hardware that's like the size of a DVD player.
Aging males before
sweet.
By
the size
kinda
of a
soft,
DVD player. It might actually have a DVD player in it.
Nice.
It hooks up to your home network either through. It has an Ethernet jack. It also has wireless capability. To go into your 802.11 network.
Right.
It gives you a piece of software you install on one of the computers in your home that acts as a server, these sort of UPnP type servers. And that server software will search your hard drive, and you can also map drives and things, looking for media files, MP3s, but also video files. And then this box will play on a TV somewhere in your house, streamed media. So through your network, it'll hook up to this server, and it can play all your video files, all your music files.
If I may, it's yes. The reverse of the Sling box.
It's not.
It takes a digital signal and turns it into something that either your TV, your radio, or whatever can play.
I don't know about your radio. I guess if your radio, I guess you could plug it into the auxiliary jack of a radio or something like that. But you couldn't be able to see the screen menus, so you
right.
really wouldn't know what the hell you were doing.
Well,
but I mean, basically, it's like a DVD player that can also play videos from your home computer.
Kind of like a TiVo that can search your computer and play movies.
I don't know why you have to say TiVo.
Or DVR.
TiVo
or
is
your
trademark
whatever.
Of TiVo.
It's basically they call it a media extender, and you can get it. They have the cheapest one is like God, the D-Link's like $150.
So it's a great idea.
And
sounds like a really convenient technology.
Now my client really wants to get a couple because he doesn't want to put computers like in his bedroom and other places to play all this media he's got stored on his big computer downstairs. He wants some other solution. So we were thinking about, well, maybe we should get those little, media streaming boxes that just do a little wireless signal of video or whatever. But, I thought that these things would be better, but I've been doing some research, and they're still pretty nascent. They don't necessarily handle all the formats well. It's always a thing where, well, we're waiting for the next firmware to come out, kind of a thing. But they can play MPEG 1, 2, and 4, DivX, XVID. A lot of stuff. Some of them can even claim to be able to play QuickTime.
Tell your client that he's an early adopter on this technology.
That's
and
right.
Go for it.
That's right. I'm going to actually recommend the IO Gear video link or whatever the hell it's called, player link or link player too, because apparently they've been releasing new firmware almost regularly every month to correct things, add new codecs, you know, latest codec technology and stuff like that. And, you know, he's going to start using the Gordian knot, the Auto GK, to start creating XVID archives of his the DVDs that he owns.
Let me ask you a question then. So this basically sits on top of your TV or next to your TV like your cable box would.
Like a DVD player.
Like a DVD player.
It's like,
okay.
It's like
I'm not concerned about size.
It's like rack width, you know.
Hey, thanks.
I'm just saying.
So anyway, so this thing sits there next to your TV, plugs in like a cable box might into your coax, has an antenna, and is wirelessly connected
to your home
through
network.
Your router.
Yes.
To your home network.
That's right.
And through it, you can access
media files stored on one computer.
On a single, so you can control what's going on the computer using the remote control while I sit in bed.
No.
Am I, is that right?
No. What you do is, with a remote control, you use this box's native menu system.
Right.
That searches through.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
The server on the server software you put on your home computer spits out the
menus.
like playlists,
right.
Almost.
Right, I understand. Right?
And so you go through, you're like, oh, let's see
all
the movies.
TV.
Let's see all the movies I've got on this computer. And then you pick one and you play it. And what the server software does is start streaming the raw file up to this machine. And the machine decodes it and plays it on the TV.
Wonderful.
That's not bad.
It's actually pretty sweet.
That sounds pretty neat.
But I've read a number of things about crashing.
That's.
I've read problems about network performance.
I was going to ask about Flickr. Does it look nice?
Well, obviously garbage in, garbage out. If you're doing, if you're ripping from DVDs, it's probably going to look fine. If you're capturing from TV signal, it's not going to look great because almost I don't think too many capture cards. Unless you got a really good capture card.
Well,
only
I mean,
one
if you're,
captures
yeah,
at full resolution.
Now
they've been getting better, but
unless ATI's come out with a new model recently, they don't have a good. Well, they didn't have a good PCI Express All in Wonder, unless they've come out with one in the last couple of months, which they may have.
Yeah.
What they was it an eight?
Check
the 850.
It's yeah, something like that.
Okay, the bastards finally came out with one. The X.
They
had the 800 out this summer, and I wanted to get an All in Wonder, but.
Well, now having said all
that's
of
a huge chunk of change.
Having said
it's
all,
it's a nice
of
video
this,
card.
I agree.
The porn is outstanding looking.
Oh.
Having said all of this,
that's not true.
I was
yes,
it's
it
great.
Is.
I was reading the opinion sites about these media extenders.
Yeah.
Okay, and also Drew, if you're listening, there is a freeware or open source or whatever server software, one of these UPnP servers called Twonky Vision, TWONKY Vision, and on the Twonky Vision website they have a list of compatible devices, so you can kind of see like about a dozen of these devices, then you can kind of take it from there looking for opinions and go to epinions.com maybe or look around for these reviews and stuff and you'll see what I mean. Somebody said, this is stupid, you can use your Xbox to do this.
No, maybe, I don't know.
Okay.
I was wondering, either you guys
your
have
Xbox
an
360?
I don't have an
it's probably the new one.
I don't
Xbox
know about
360.
This. Nobody said 360. These articles were like from like months ago. I think maybe your Xbox is extensible in some way, and you can actually use it to be a media extender and play and update it, you know, with codecs and things. I don't know. Is this true?
I have no idea. I have a PlayStation 2. I've heard that there's lots of people doing all kinds of crazy stuff with their Xboxes, and the 360 is supposed to just it's going to have more features than, you know, than before. You're going to be able to store a lot of stuff on the hard drive, store games on the hard drive, saves in the hard drive, store media on the hard drive, put, you know, play DVDs off of it and store them on the hard drive. And
I heard it'll get you a beer when you want one too.
I've heard it will clean your apartment and give you fellatio if you ask nicely.
All right.
Fantastic. Which is why they are sold out immediately. and they crashed quickly. Yeah.
By the way, speaking of nothing we were just talking about,
non sequitur.
I found a really cool pedometer today that uses Google Maps.
Pederast? What?
Oh, that's an awesome use of
pedometer that
right
uses
Google Maps.
Maps.
So in other words, you
have
to
use
it on
Google Earth.
You have to do it on satellite view, but you turn on like a recording feature and you start double clicking points in your route, and it basically tells you what the total distance is as you make the route. And so I was like, okay, how far? That's how I figured out how far it was around Lincoln Park. Okay,
nice.
How far? We do this Dory and I do this long walk down by the Clark Kennel. Mm-hmm. And how long is that? How far from my house to the West Side Market? How far to Jacobs Field? Blah, blah, blah. It's like 1.87 miles to Jacobs Field from here. We've done that walk a few times.
That's a great Google hack.
It's great Google hack. And it's one of the reasons I just love Google so much is because it's just open to all these just neat hobbyists and hackers and all these great ideas. And they've got a new one out from the Google Labs called transit.google.com.
Oh,
which is not just driving. It's not driving directions. You say
public.
You say when I want to go from here to here at such and such a time, and it tells you where you have to walk, what bus to catch, what train to catch, when it's going to get there, on and on and on. It's only working for Portland, Oregon, but it is the coolest fucking thing I have seen in a long time.
If you need to get around Portland, it's the way to go.
I cannot wait. That is just so cool.
Now, is that going to mean you're going to ride the bus now?
Oh, I ride the bus sometimes.
Really?
You can find some very, very inexpensive prostitutes on the bus. I'm just kidding.
Today's show not brought to you by RTA.
The Greater Cleveland Transit Authority.
Yes.
But Matt, can you speak at all intelligently about IP version 6?
Reasonably so. I know what article you're referring to, and that
the transition
the
is going to cost $75 billion. Is
it worth it, sir?
If you click through and read the fucking article,
RTFA.
Read the article.
RTFA and RTFM. Read the fucking manual.
Yeah, I know.
That's a great response when somebody posts a question like, "Well, how do I do this and that?" And you go, "Well, first RTFM." Dickhead. Then come back and ask him.
Wow, hackers and dorks are so snide.
Egomaniac dorks on
that number was.
It'll teach you
support
to
forums.
Put my head in the toilet in gym class.
That number was the very top end of a very wide range of dollar figure that the actual article.
It could cost $5.
Gave to the estimated cost of doing it.
You could do it for a charged up arch card.
You know.
All the McDonald's I can eat. Sweet.
At this point, I don't think that it's I think that
what the hell is it? First of all, IP version 6? What are we doing? What are we on right now?
IP version 4.
So when my IP address is, you know, 70.42.216.229, I've got my 4 octets.
Those are 4 octets, yes.
Octets because it's what, 2 to the 8th in each one?
Well, damn. Boy, you getting smart.
off the heezy for cheesy.
Oh my god.
So now IP version 6 has six octets?
I think so. I quite honestly.
That's
why
48.
Not, if you're going million. For why not go for dectets? Or
big tets?
Or big tets.
Big tets. The bigger the better.
I like big tets.
I like big tets.
I like big tets.
I saw a Dr. 9902.
Not a tets?
9210.
90210.
Dr. Beverly Hills.
There are a lot of big tets on 90210.
This guy did a set of triplets with.
All right. All right.
with some custom knockers. And I'll tell you.
Triplets? The Dom triplets?
I don't know. Triplets, but Jesus. You know, the first one. Each one got slightly bigger than the one prior.
That's how you can tell them apart.
Yeah, indeed. And I'll tell you, you know, Mary was, damn.
Fantastic.
I went to the improv once, and I went there about a 2-month span, and the opening comic was the same guy. It was like the local guy, not the... It's like you have the opening guy, and then you have like the guy who... does like 15, 20 minutes, and then you have your headliner.
Right.
So the opening guy's usually some local comic trying to make it in the business. It was the same guy, and he did the exact same set. 2 months later, did the exact same set word for word, and the same opening joke, which was he's like, I just want to tell you, I just had twins. Just had twins, you know, and they were terrific. I'm exhausted, you know. Everyone's clapping, like, oh, you just had a baby. That's wonderful. And he got him good.
That's hilarious.
But I was ready the next time.
Were you?
Yeah.
Were you like, did you fuck them well?
Yeah. You fucked them. No, I didn't do it.
Boo.
That's right. I was already drunk, so I missed my oppo. What do you, anything else, you guys? Anything else?
I don't know. I think I told both
stories. We're well over an hour now.
I got a speculative thing for you. So
speculative.
I finally
Matt predicts the future
of what might be an incredible accessory for a iPod Nano. And what I wanted to know is if
a
this
flashlight
exists.
Okay.
Because when it comes down to it, the iPod is simply a storage device with, in the case of the Nano, a nice little color screen. And I thought, God, you know, if you could work up the other half of a digital camera and plug it into your iPod Nano, you know, the circuitry that gave you the actual picture capture and that kind of stuff, and integrate the menus with the iPod menu and use the iPod as storage and the preview of your actual picture, how fucking hot would that be?
That'd be not bad. Without having to use a computer interface,
it would be
mean,
almost as
right?
hot.
Yeah, okay.
Almost as hot as Miss Digital World 2005.
Really?
Which is a beauty pageant for computer-generated chicks.
Yeah, one by
some of them look ridiculous. Not so much that they're incredibly hot or anything. They just look
so real.
Lifelike. It's frightening.
That's
a geisha
cool.
one.
Oh, nice.
You know what I think would be cool for like an iPod type of thing is I would like to develop.
And you guys are totally
I would like develop
my idea.
I am somewhat impressed.
Idea, but you
I don't think it would be
me.
As great as you. I don't
you
know.
Inspired me.
I can't
me.
Take that many pictures. I can't take 60 gigs worth of pictures.
Well, but that's the. I mean, that's the whole convenience thing of being able to just pop it on there and off. It's just a storage device.
I'll tell you, I've had a digital camera and an iPod 30 gig photo for equally the same amount of time. Number of pictures on the iPod. Nil.
No.
Zero.
But maybe this would encourage you to do that.
Wouldn't even matter. Nope, wouldn't make a difference. I got a 1 gig picture.
Camera.
Yeah, thingamajigger there.
How about this? How about this?
Okay.
How about a vibrator?
Yeah, there
okay.
you go.
That inside of it is a speaker. Okay? A speaker that will vibrate the whole unit. Okay? And you plug that into your iPod and you develop special bass-heavy, I don't want to call them songs, but just bass-heavy beats and things that you play them through your iPod to achieve, you know, these various sexual programs through the sort of bone induction vibrator.
It's an eye gerbil.
An eye gerbil. Like, also Sprock Zarathustra. That was beautiful.
Talk
thank
about
you very
getting
much.
Off to, you know, like a Star Wars theme or something like that. My God.
Dungeons and Dragons Online is finally coming.
Oh,
they're
is it?
Doing
sweet.
The, stress.
They have the,
they're doing
yeah.
the stress beta right now, and
it's supposed to be out in November.
Anybody can sign up and be a tester, but you get like this low res version.
No, yeah, but you've got to be a File Planet subscriber in order to.
I think
to
get the high res version.
No, just to get the file.
Oh.
In and of itself.
That is bullshit.
Well, but it's only good till Saturday, so you know the download's like 1.8 gigs.
Somebody purchased Price Grabber for $485 million today.
Why?
Good for
because
them.
Price, I actually price, use yeah. Price Grabber quite frequently.
I understand that, but why as a company would you purchase it for $485 million?
Because you believe that you're going to make that much money back and then some.
Yeah,
thank you for the economics lesson.
Maybe I don't know what the business model
why
you would build
is.
Around.
That's what I'm asking.
Turn around
what
and
maybe
sell it in
somebody
2 years
come up
for $600 million.
What I'll do is I'll make sure that all of my companies. Things get grabbed first.
You know, that's a scary
That would
thought.
Hurt
hold on,
the
hold
website.
Hold on, hold on. All right, the legitimate topic here. I guess the telcos are lobbying hard for
two-tiered
internet services such that if, say, you are buying DSL in Cleveland, but you're not buying it from SBC, you're getting it through...
Jim's DSL connections.
You know,
Earthlink.
Earthlink. So they are reselling the DSL. Well, what they're lobbying Congress for is that they don't want to provide the same level of bandwidth and quality for the resellers as they do for people who are actually signing up with the parent
with
company.
SBC, yeah.
Uh-huh. And what they're trying to do is cut the
I don't get it.
Earthlink
can't beat SBC here in Cleveland on price. Don't they have to pay SBC a certain amount in fees? SBC doesn't have to pay themselves anything in fees. They own the lines.
Right.
So what are they really
doing?
They just have to provide decent service and they would crush.
Well, but Earthlink provides all the level one, you know, service, which ends up being a large part of the cost of actually doing that kind of thing. Help desk and support and all that kind
of
stuff.
But Earthlink's not cheaper than SBC, but SBC is perfectly good.
But, you know, it gives you, what do you call it?
No!
It gives you choice.
But it's not choice. I'm going to have to go with it's not choice.
By the way, I picked, I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours.
Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed to announce this over the... Yeah, all right.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead. You go first.
Wait, can I get into this?
This is our elimination football
fantasy
thing.
Football. We're down to the few weeks, well, and it's been Irv and I for like four weeks.
Really?
More than that, I think. Well, okay, just the two of us.
I think it's been 4 or 5 weeks just the two of us.
Since James, I don't want to say you kicked my ass, but you beat me by 16 or so points.
I
scored 90 points.
You scored the most out of the
teams
that lost.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you could have beat. You couldn't have beat anybody else.
Only one other team.
Yeah, yeah. That made the next round. Yeah.
And if I played my optimal lineup, I still wouldn't have beaten.
No, you wouldn't.
I lost by a point. So you beat me fair and square.
True.
So I'm done in the Fantasy Football League, but we're still alive in Elimination League where you have to pick a different team each week to win. And, you know, and we're the only ones still alive, and I picked, I think, Seattle.
I didn't have Seattle left. I had to pick. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Miami.
Oh, shit.
Who are they playing?
The Jets.
Oh.
They're playing the Jets at home. Yeah, it has to be just a win. Yeah.
The Jets finally won a game, though.
At home. Against Oakland, one of the worst teams in all of football.
Can you believe the Browns aren't even favored to beat Oakland?
Oh, I guarantee you we'll lose to Oakland.
No,
we're
going to beat Oakland.
Oh, no, we're not.
Yes, we are.
Oh, we're not going to beat Oakland.
Browns are going to win.
We're going to win Oakland.
Browns are going to win.
Oh, okay. All right. We got up so big for that Cincinnati game. All of a sudden, we're a sports talk show. We got up so big for that Cincinnati game and came so close. That was our big game win.
I thought,
we're looking
for the
letdown.
Most part, we played well against Cincinnati.
31-14, you heard it here first.
Against Oakland?
And they're terrible. I agree.
Blowout?
I think we're looking for a letdown.
I think Cleveland goes in and knocks the snot out of them.
I hope that's the case. I hope you're right.
24-13, Cleveland, and it won't be that close.
Sure. Okay. It's fine. You got anything?
Yeah.
Matt brings nothing to the table.
I'm going to go 14-10.
14-10.
Low-scoring game.
Low-scoring game?
14-10 at the half. No way.
I think the Browns really move the football against Oakland. I think Drones racks up 130-plus.
Well, now that Sapp's out for – they don't have a whole lot of defensive line. Okay. Well, he's big and fat and takes up a lot of space. Please don't hurt me, Mr. Sapp, if you were to happen to listen to this for some reason.
Wouldn't that be a riot?
I'm going to go out on the limb here and say Warren Sapp sucks.
On the off chance that he'll come to my house to beat the crap out of me, that's a great story. Exactly. I'll never work again. No, I don't know. Yeah,
all right,
I think
that's the death knell of the show.
And on that note,
once we start talking sports, it's
fantasy.
All over.
See, but it's computer related.
Right, well, anyway,
it's
thanks
sports.
Everybody for listening. This was another triumphant episode of Dial a Dork. I want to thank Dork Almighty Matt Menar for being here.
This episode not brought to you by the Cleveland RTA.
Indeed. I want to thank James Schmidt, Dr. J, the Science Gay, for being here.
As usual, it's always been a pleasure.
It's as everyone expected, a surprise witness. And this has been your MC Irving J. Katz signing off for Dial a Dork. Visit our website, dialadork.com. That's hyphenated, dial-a-dork.com. Oh, crap. You know what we forgot to do? We forgot to practice being sponsored.
We've been doing it all show long.
Yeah. Matt and I have been doing it all show
long.
Oh, yeah. Please try and pay
attention.
All
right. One last shot at it here at the end. And we want to thank our sponsor, Molson beer. Canadian. I'm enjoying a delicious Molson Triple X.
I love
it. Matt, what have you got there? A Molson Canadian? We want to thank Molson, and we want to encourage everyone to go out there and get a Molson Christmas Ale. It just hit the stores this week. It's got 19.7% alcohol and roofies. You're going to love it. And we want to thank Molson for sponsoring us. You've been terrific. And join us down at...
Enjoy Molson responsibly.
Oh, please enjoy Molson responsibly and enjoy it with us responsibly down at Kookaburra, your local home for Cleveland sports, as we're there with the Kookaburra chicks. And all right, I'm way off base now. Anyway, thanks very much. Tune in next week. Oh, wait a minute. I don't want to be premature here with next week's show. Next week's the 21st. We're doing a show.
I will not be here. I'll miss you all terribly.
You won't be here?
I will not be here. I'll be here the week after that, though.
Matt?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm supposed to go on to Dayton.
Tune in next week for either a show or a canned
pitching
recording that I'm going to put on that says there's no show.
No, there is no show.
Oh, yeah. You're going to sit and listen to all
the mediocrous.
How do we choose so many wonderful moments? Well, I'd like to thank our sponsor tonight, Molson Triple X Beer, 7.3% alcohol, guaranteed panty dropper in a 12-ounce form. We want to thank Molson very much for sponsoring the show. Thank you for listening. This is Irv Katz saying thank you, Matt Minar, James Schmidt, for being here. Thank you, Yoko, for absolutely nothing. And we are signing off. Goodbye.
You get all those pimps together, it was live.